Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rose Parks, Chief Information Officer of the Department of Energy. Joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Rose, earlier you mentioned the Clinger-Cohen Act in 1996 and that it established chief information officers throughout the federal government. Can you describe how this office has been established specifically within the Department of Energy?
Certainly. Within the department, as with within other departments, I think there were a lot of growing pains with where and how the CIO should be placed. Early on, the new position in the department was layered down in, first of all, the security office, and then in the Office of Management, Budget, and Evaluation, the CFO shop. In October 2001, the CIO achieved assistant secretary status and became a member of the DOE executive management team. The CIO now reports to the deputy secretary, who is the department's chief operating officer. I believe that this is the optimal placement for the CIO because in this way, the CIO provides advice to the most senior departmental officials and is substantially involved in significant department management decisions.
I understand that the department has a management council to review management challenges across the department. Could you tell us more about the council, who's on it, and what type of issues do they address?
I think that the Management Council is one of the highlights of Department of Energy's implementation of the President's Management Agenda. The Management Council was established by the Secretary and is chaired by the Deputy Secretary. The Council meets once a month. The overall purpose of the Council is to oversee implementation of the PMA and to achieve resolution of critical issues. The Management Council has two subordinate management organizations which facilitate the work of the Council. The first is the PMA Executive Owners Subordinate Organization, and those of us who are PMA owners report directly to the Associate Deputy. The second is the PMA coordinators, and they are mid-level career managers who are responsible for coordinating PMA activities throughout the organization. PMA Coordinators Organization ensures that individual offices follow an integrated approach to management reform. The Management Council was very carefully crafted to achieve concrete results and to advance the President's management agenda. The Management Council also focuses on short-term resolution of critical issues. And these issues range from cybersecurity improvement to improvement of the coordination process within the department headquarters. Critical issues by their nature are often difficult to resolve. The Management Council offers a mechanism by focusing senior leader attention to resolve these problems that might otherwise not be addressed.
Well, let's talk about resolving critical issues. How does the Council track its progress as they work through some of these difficult things?
Well, the first thing that the Management Council does is it assigns responsibility for a critical issue to a senior executive. He or she is then responsible for developing and implementing a detailed action plan to get from concept to result. Ownership of the plan extends both vertically through each level of the agency as well as horizontally among different components. An interoffice task force supports each initiative and becomes the engine that drives change. This way, everyone is involved, everyone has ownership, everyone is accountable. All Management Council activities are tracked using an internal scorecards that mirror the PMA scorecard. Program and support offices are graded quarterly on their progress. Grades are red light, yellow light, and green light, and this generates a healthy competition among the offices. I think this is a very effective management approach because it breaks down the bureaucratic walls and gives everyone ownership of the issues within the department.
Let's talk about specific management challenges that your office has sought to tackle. Could you talk to us about the challenges associated with IT security and the ways your office handles them?
Cybersecurity has been a concern for several years within the department, and that is because we have such critical national assets that we need to protect. In 2003, we recognized that we needed to update and augment our security policies. So our management challenge focused on getting those policies written, coordinated, and institutionalized. In 2004, we focused on implementation of those policies, including incident reporting, which also included negative incident reporting. We'd not been doing that very well with the department, so we focused on negative incident reporting. We focused on the security policy that deals with wireless technologies. In 2004, using our internal scorecard, we were able to track the progress of each of the program and support offices in implementing these policies. DOE-wide, we also completed our inventory of operational systems and increased the number of certifications and accreditations, as I mentioned earlier, to over 90%, with a target of getting to 100% in this fiscal year.
I understand that IT governance is also a concern for your office. Can you tell us what the concept of IT governance is and some of the issues that you face in implementing it?
Yeah, I think the basic concept of IT governance is to have capital planning and investment control in place, and that means generating the business cases. That means ensuring that the investments are viewed like other capital investments as part of the budget process. Institutionalizing that capital planning and investment control process was first on my list. We made great headway by developing business cases and building our IT portfolio. I talked about those earlier. Over the next year, we will also refine the portfolio and review the progress of each of these investments through our IT council. In doing that, we use our quarterly control review process, and the IT Council brings together representatives from across the department. So there is a visibility across the department of the IT investments. We've also made great headway in training and certifying our project managers. So the next step is ensuring that the validity of the cost schedule and performance information that's being reported in our quarterly control reviews is robust. We are also training the earned value management capability. Earned value management is a tried and true way to do this, so we've created an EVMS project office within the Office of CIO to help our program offices ensure that they're doing earned value the right way.
In the previous segment, we talked about a number of initiatives that you have underway. We talked about iManage, we talked about STARS, we talked about IDEA, portfolio management, a handful of other initiatives. What are some of the management challenges that you face in implementing these initiatives, and how do you handle them?
I think the greatest challenge that I have at Department of Energy is institutionalizing these processes across the complex. I think that involves a culture change, and this is where our management council and our deputy secretary play such an important part. Because I mentioned earlier that our management council focuses on issues, focuses on progress, and by bringing together task forces that are across section of the organization allow a buy-in to each of these initiatives, and I think that's probably the best way to change the culture and to ensure that these processes are institutionalized. The management council, the task forces under each of the committees have proven to be the best tool for helping to change that culture, helping to change the business practices within the DOE and improve the management across it.
Now, one of the things that results from that, from a department-wide initiative, is an abstraction of the initiative and a difficulty in being able to measure and manage its performance. What are some of the tools or techniques that you use to be able to manage the performance of these programs as they make their way through the department?
Earlier, I mentioned that we have internal scorecards, and these scorecards do focus in on program and support office progress against an established plan. The red, yellow, and green light charts are an effective way of doing that. Our associate deputy secretary does attend to yellow and red scores for the program and support offices. Clearly, everyone wants to compete and get to green. I think it's an important impetus, and I don't want to underemphasize the competition that is there among the program offices. So there is a monthly meeting of the Management Council where problems can be surfaced, and there's also a quarterly report card that is publicized across the department.
It sounds like there's some healthy competition focused on the success as well.
There is always healthy competition.
That's interesting. It's also interesting to observe how powerful the red, green, and yellow score system really is. Should the chief information officer in a cabinet agency be a career civil servant or a political appointee? We'll ask Rose Parks, CIO of the Department of Energy, for her perspective when the business of government hour continues.